Thank you everyone for coming out night after night.
Merci à chacun d'entre vous de venir ici soir après soir.
I know you already have many things to do.
Vous connaissez que vous êtes très occupés.
But your coming shows that you want to know how to walk with Jesus carefully.
Vous connaissez que vous êtes venus parce que vous avez envie de connaître une manière pour marcher avec Jésus fidèlement.
So I am grateful, but I think Jesus is grateful as well.
Et moi aussi, moi reconnaissant envers eux, mais aussi Jésus aussi reconnaissant envers eux.
As the pastor mentioned, we have been out to visit quite a few people.
Comme le pasteur l'a dit, nous avons été visiter pas mal de personnes.
And every visit has been a blessing.
Et chacune de ces visites a été une bénédiction.
And I want you to promise me something.
Et je voudrais que vous me promettiez quelque chose.
That you won't forget what you've heard here.
Que vous n'allez pas oublier ce que vous avez entendu ici.
Because I want all of you in heaven with me.
Parce que je voudrais que chacun d'entre vous, vous soyez au ciel avec moi.
Please pray for Rose and I.
Louons le Seigneur ce soir.
Please pray for each other.
Et priez les uns pour les autres.
This afternoon, I heard some thrilling stories of what God has done in this country in the past.
Ce soir, j'ai entendu des histoires vraiment extraordinaires de ce que le Seigneur a fait dans cette île dans le passé.
At least this afternoon, we heard them.
Cet après-midi, j'ai entendu ces histoires.
Apparently, God is alive and well in l'île Maurice.
Apparemment, Dieu est vivant et bien à l'île Maurice.
You know that, don't you?
Vous le savez, n'est-ce pas?
The only question is whether he has people who are willing to serve him and claim the promises of God.
La seule question est qu'il y a des gens qui veulent réclamer les promesses de Dieu et le servir.
God has unlimited power.
Le Seigneur a une puissance illimitée.
Take advantage of it.
Prends l'avantage de sa pouvoir là.
Be sure to give him all the glory.
Et make sure. Assurez-vous. Mais vous êtes bien sûr que vous donnez tout la gloire.
And others will want to know him too.
De cette façon, les autres ont envie comme lui.
So before I say anything else, I want to ask for his help.
Avant de dire quelque chose, avant d'aller plus loin, je voudrais demander son aide.
Father in heaven.
Notre Père céleste.
What a privilege it is to meet night after night with these dear brothers and sisters and the young adults and the children here in the northern part of l'île Maurice.
Quel privilège de rencontrer soir après soir les personnes qui viennent ici, les jeunes, les adultes et tous ceux qui viennent chaque soir.
Father, I have heard of their struggles.
Seigneur, j'ai entendu au sujet de leur lutte.
I've heard of the victories that you've brought.
J'ai entendu également les victoires que tu as faites, que tu as apportées.
And my heart has been warmed as I realize there are people who are sincerely trying to serve you.
Et ça m'a fait chaud au cœur de savoir qu'il y a des gens qui veulent sincèrement te servir.
Father, help each one of us to shake off the lethargy and the earthliness that's keeping you from blessing us as you would wish.
Papa, aide-nous chacun de réveiller de notre sommeil pour que tu aies béni nous puis nous aies servi toi.
And so tonight, send your Holy Spirit into our midst.
Et ce soir, nous te demandons d'envoyer ton Saint-Esprit sur chacun d'entre nous.
Forgive us, Lord, of our sins.
Pardonne-nous nos péchés.
Forgive us, Lord, of our stubbornness to change.
Pardonne-nous de notre pardonne-nous parce que souvent nous t'étions, nous pas laissés à toi.
Please speak to each heart.
S'il te plaît, parle à chacun des cœurs.
Help each person to feel like they are alone in your presence this evening.
Aide chaque personne à réaliser qu'elle est seule en ta présence ce soir.
Do that for me and my brothers who's translating.
Fais cela pour moi et pour mon frère qui me traduit.
That all of us might come away from this time greatly blessed and changed.
Que chacun d'entre nous puissions partir de ce lieu béni et changé.
I ask this in Jesus' name.
Je te le demande au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Something that I have been aware of in the past and I've relearned while here is that many of God's greatest miracles come as a result of great struggles.
Quelque chose que je vais apprendre ce soir, c'est que la plus grande bénédiction au bon Dieu, c'est mon plus grand miracle, vini après un arrêt important.
The more impossible the situation, the greater the glory that comes to God when He answers our prayer.
Plus situation là difficile et impossible, plus grand est l'intervention bon Dieu.
We should not be discouraged when difficult things are coming our way.
Nous ne devrions pas être découragés quand les choses difficiles arrivent sur notre chemin.
God promises that in all things He is able to work for good.
Le Seigneur a promis qu'il peut travailler pour notre bien.
And if we will go into situations with a smile,
et si nous affrontons ces situations avec le sourire,
seeing that God is somehow still in charge,
bon Dieu toujours en charge,
claiming the promises of God,
en réclamant les promesses de Dieu,
you'll be surprised how often you have a wonderful testimony to share.
Et vous serez surpris comment chaque fois vous aurez un témoignage extraordinaire à partager.
Some years ago, I was at some meetings in New Zealand.
Quelques années de cela, j'avais des rencontres en Nouvelle-Zélande.
I went to a young adults convention.
Which I had une convention de jeunesse.
Attending was a young mother.
Et un jour là-bas, il y avait une jeune maman.
And she was accompanied by two children.
Et deux petits enfants qui accompagnaient.
And she shared with us that her husband was a druggie and an alcoholic.
Et nous racontons une partage avec moi qui son mari qui est un drogueur et un alcoolique, un soulard.
She said, my brothers are druggies and alcoholics too.
Et nous disons que mon frère est aussi un drogué et un soulard aussi.
She said, my parents are divorced and they're bitter, they're not Christians.
Et elle a dit que ses parents étaient divorcés, qu'ils n'étaient pas chrétiens, mais qu'elle était trop bien.
But I want my children to know that they're good people in this world.
Mais voulez que mes enfants connaissent qui dans ce monde et dans le monde du monde.
So I want them to see good Christian young people at this youth convention that they could look up to.
Alors mon Dieu, tu es content qu'ils se rencontrent dans le bon jeune qui bon dans sa convention de jeunesse là.
We decided we would pray for her.
Et nous avons décidé de prier pour elle.
And pray for her husband.
Et de prier pour son mari.
That conversions would take place.
Qu'ils soient convertis.
Would you agree the situation appeared impossible?
Est-ce que tu es d'accord que la situation était impossible?
Pretty hard.
Très dur.
Well, the convention came over and eventually I returned home.
Le convention terminé, on retourne à casa.
And I stayed in touch with people by way of Facebook and email.
Mon garde contact avec eux par Facebook et par email.
And we started hearing about a baptism that was going to take place at her church.
Et nous, quand on vient une nouvelle qu'un baptême pour arriver pour l'enlever dans son église.
The next year when I went back to the convention.
Et l'année prochaine quand je suis retourné à la convention.
Her husband was there.
Son mari était là.
The most wonderful, gentle, loving Christian you could imagine.
Le chrétien très gentil et aimable que vous pourriez imaginer.
Three of the four brothers had been baptized.
Trois des frères avaient été baptisés.
The fourth one was preparing for baptism.
Le quatrième était en train de se préparer pour le baptême.
The parents had returned to the Lord.
Les parents étaient retournés au Seigneur.
And they'd been remarried.
Et ils se sont remariés.
Amen.
Would that not be a wonderful thing to have happen in all of our families?
Sorry?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if that could happen on an ongoing basis, those things? It's a wonderful thing.
It's merveilleux.
I asked Catherine, whatever happened?
Mon demande, mais qui arrivé?
She said, Dan, I came and listened to what you had to say about prayer. She said, you said to pray.
Sorry?
You said to pray. And so I prayed.
Ainsi, j'ai prié.
She spoke of how she got up every morning at 4:30 and prayed for her husband and her brothers and her parents that they would be converted.
Il racontait comment il levait 4h30 du matin, il priait pour ses frères, pour son mari, pour ses bons enfants, pour qu'ils soient convertis.
She said one morning she had a bit of a vision while she was praying, and she saw four men at the front of her church. And so she texted her brothers and said, God showed me, you're all going to be baptized.
Who did you send the text to?
She sent it to her brothers. She said, no, Catherine, we hate your God. We'll never become Christians. But she kept on praying.
Mais il continuait à prier.
And she said, you also said we needed to go and forgive people who had hurt us. I had told them what the Bible said about that.
Je lui avais dit ce que la Bible disait à ce sujet.
And she said, when I was 11, when she was 11,
elle a répondu, quand j'avais 11 ans,
a man had sexually abused me.
Un homme l'avait sexuellement abusé.
And she said it had destroyed our family.
Et ça avait détruit sa famille.
But God put it on my heart, I needed to forgive him.
Et le Seigneur t'y met dans son cœur qu'il est bien pardon ça là.
Just a minute. Oh, do you understand, madame? Tu entends quand tu comprends quand je parle créole? Ok. She's fine, I'm sorry if you understand when I speak Creole, pas toi.
Oui, ça va. Tu peux faire ce que tu veux.
Okay. No, not except what I have to translate what you say, not
yes,
what I want.
Yes, understood. You translate in the language that is most needed.
Okay.
So she went and she invited this man who was actually a family member to come and have a meal at her house.
Alors, il allait. Il invite cette dimanche qui est remplie de respect sexuellement, qui tient sa famille, vient la case, vient manger avec nous.
So he came in and ate with them.
Alors il venait, il mangeait avec eux.
The brothers were there with her.
Les frères étaient là avec eux.
And she forgave him.
Et elle a pardonné à cet homme.
He didn't ask forgiveness.
Il n'a pas demandé d'être pardonné.
He did nothing that suggested that what she'd done had touched his heart.
Il n'a rien fait qui montrait que ce qu'il avait fait avait touché son cœur.
But she had done her part.
Mais elle avait fait d'une faire son part.
And after that,
et après cela,
one of the brothers came to her.
Un des frères est venu vers elle.
And said, Catherine, whatever you have, I want it too.
Et il lui a dit, Catherine.
Catherine was her name.
Catherine, elle s'appelait Catherine.
Okay, let me repeat that. I don't know if you said it right. One of the brothers came to her and said, whatever you have, I want it for myself.
L'un des frères est venu vers elle et lui a dit, ce que tu as, j'aurais aimé l'avoir pour moi aussi.
Is that right?
What?
Is it okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe you said it in the other two.
I said it in Creole first.
Parfait. Merci. Anyway, after that, one after another, they all began to accept Jesus.
Après ça, un après l'autre, je commence à accepter Jésus.
Keep speaking Creole. That's fine.
Okay.
Oui, ça va. And then the parents came back to Jesus too.
Alors, les parents, ils ont décidé de venir à Jésus.
And everyone in the family was converted.
Et chaque membre de la famille est converti.
And still today, that family is a leading family in their church.
Et encore aujourd'hui, sa famille-là est une famille qui est un bon leader dans l'église. Tu comprends, leader, c'est un bon dirigeant. Hein? Important dans l'église.
Are you surprised that forgiving someone brought about the conversion of a family?
Est-ce que ça surprend d'autres qui, quand on pardonne à quelqu'un, ça amène la conversion d'autres du monde dans l'église?
Many people think to get their prayers answered, they must pray.
Un paquet de monde pensait que c'est le besoin de prier pour la prière pour exaucer.
They should seek to know and do God's will and pray for God's will to be done.
Je viens comme la volonté de Dieu et prier pour que la volonté de Dieu se fasse dans leur vie.
But they often overlook things that the Bible says that they should also do if they want their prayers answered.
Mais ils ont souvent oublié petites choses qu'il a dit à d'autres besoin faire aussi pour que la prière exaucée.
And one of those is forgiving people who have hurt you.
Et une de ces affaires-là, c'est pardonner du monde qui fait du tort, du monde qui offense.
If you want to look in your Bibles.
Mais demandez que dans votre la Bible.
In Matthew chapter 5.
Dans Matthieu le chapitre 5.
Actually, Matthew chapter 6.
Non, c'est Matthieu chapitre 6.
It says there, verse 12.
Il est dit au verset 12, Matthieu chapitre 6, le verset 12.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Il est dit, pardonne-nous nos offenses comme nous pardonnons à ceux qui nous ont offensés.
And then look a little bit further, verse 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Un peu plus loin, le verset 14 et 15. Si vous pardonnez aux hommes leurs offenses, votre Père céleste vous pardonnera aussi. Mais si vous ne pardonnez pas aux hommes, votre Père céleste ne vous pardonnera pas non plus vos offenses.
And then look if you would at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11.
Moi, je dois être dans Mark chapitre 11.
Verse 25.
Le verset 25.
It says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. That your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses.
Et lorsque vous êtes debout, faisant votre prière, si vous avez quelque chose contre quelqu'un, pardonnez, afin que votre Père qui est dans les cieux vous pardonne aussi vos offenses. Mais si vous ne pardonnez pas, votre Père qui est dans les cieux ne vous pardonnera pas non plus vos offenses.
Someone has said,
and you can hear,
that lack of forgiveness
qui ne pas pardonner
is keeping more people from having power with God than anything else.
Dire qui ne sont pas pardonner, ça peut empêcher de gagner la puissance de Dieu plus qu'il n'a pas de qu'ils à faire.
Many of you are praying for answers to prayer.
Un paquet parmi eux peut prier pour gagner une réponse à la prière.
Maybe you are struggling in some way.
Qu'il faut le lutter d'une certaine façon.
Could it be that perhaps you need to actually forgive someone?
Est-ce que c'est possible que vous ayez besoin de pardon à quelqu'un ou demande pardon à quelqu'un?
Do you think it's a serious thing?
Est-ce que vous pensez qu'il y a une affaire sérieuse? Hein?
Here's another story.
On va raconter une autre histoire.
At the same convention, I was driven home by a young mother with three children.
À sa même convention de jeunesse qui est allée dans Nouvelle-Zélande, une maman avec trois enfants qui peut raccompagner pasteur là dans ce auto, puis raccompagner dans ce local.
She was a social worker.
Elle était une travailleuse sociale.
She wasn't given to making up stories.
Elle n'était pas dans l'habitude de raconter des histoires qui parlent vrai.
But she said, Dan, I have to tell you a story about my life. She shared how she had had great pain in her back for the last year. And how she'd done everything she could to try and get better. And so this had gone on for quite a while.
Et ça, c'était duré depuis déjà quelques temps.
She had gone to doctors.
Il y a des docteurs.
Specialists for pain.
Il y a des spécialistes pour la douleur.
Chiropractors.
Chiropracteurs, c'est-à-dire qui fait manipulation, qui fait massage.
And then massage therapists as well.
Mais voilà, il y a des gens qui font massage.
Physical therapists. She'd gone to anyone she could.
Il y a des plusieurs spécialistes, même qui font.
But nothing was changing. One week she went to a prayer meeting away from her own home church.
Un jour,
And during that prayer meeting, someone said to her, I sense you need to forgive someone.
And you know, sorry, mon prière, d'aider mon anglaise en l'idée qui t'oblige à pardon à quelqu'un.
She thought to herself, it's true, there's a lot of people I hate, but I'll never tell them about it.
Lydia en lui-même, c'est vrai, il y a un paquet de gens qui ont la haine pour eux, qui ne veulent pas connaître les autres, mais ça ne me plaît pas.
But at the same prayer meeting, someone else said to her, I think you need to forgive someone.
Dans la même réunion de prière, un autre dimon dit à lui, je crois que tu es déjà pardonné quelqu'un.
So when she went home that evening, she talked to God about it.
Quand il retourne sur la case, il cause à mon Dieu à ce sujet.
He said, it's true, God, I hate a lot of people.
Il dit à mon Dieu, tu connais maintenant la haine pour un paquet de dimon, pour pas compter un paquet de dimon.
She was divorced, she was upset with her husband. Her former husband. And other people in her life. And she was going through the list. God, I need to forgive that person.
Sorry, sir.
She was going through the list. I need to forgive that person. God, I need to forgive that person. And she finally said, God, there's so many, I better just forgive all of them. I need to forgive all of those people. And at that moment, she felt a hot spot at the top of her back.
Elle
felt something hot. Felt quelque chose
chaud.
And it went down her back.
Et ça descend dans son dos.
And then it left at the bottom of her back.
Et quand elle arrive en bas, ça inhalait.
And she said, with that went my back pain and I was well.
Et il dit, avec ça, mon douleur à l'aide inhalait et mon bien, mon guéri.
Somehow, asking forgiveness made a difference for God to bless her.
Demande mon Dieu pardon, puis faire une différence dans son vie pour Dieu capable de bénir.
Isn't it good that she chose to forgive?
Est-ce que c'est pas bien qu'il vienne choisir pour pardonner?
Isn't it good that Catherine chose to forgive the man that had hurt her so much so that her family would be saved? Maybe there's someone here tonight who has strong resentments against someone that they need to forgive as well.
Peut-être que ce soir, parmi l'assemblée, il y a un dimon qui a un mauvais sentiment contre quelqu'un et il a besoin lui aussi pardonner.
It's a very serious thing.
C'est une petite chose bien, bien sérieuse.
It might be the thing that stands between you and getting an answer to prayer.
Ça capable d'être la clé pour gagner une réponse à la prière.
We read of something else in Matthew chapter 5.
Nous verrons une autre affaire dans Matthieu chapitre 5.
23 and 24.
Verset 23 et 24.
This has to do with asking forgiveness.
Cela a trait à demander pardon.
It says in English, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift, therefore, before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift.
Si donc tu, Matthieu chapitre 5, verset 23 et suivant, si donc tu présentes ton offrande à l'Éternel et que là tu te souviennes que ton frère a quelque chose contre toi, laisse là ton offrande devant l'autel et va d'abord te réconcilier avec ton frère, puis viens présenter ton offrande.
It says there, if you remember that someone has something against you, don't keep on praying. Go do what you can to make things right, then come back and pray, because then your prayers will get through.
Okay. Et bien ici, si tu te rappelles qu'il y a quelqu'un qui a une petite chose contre toi, pas prier. Allez réconcilier toi avec ça, dis-moi maintenant, allez faire la paix avec lui, après tu retournes pour prier.
I used to read that and read right on through.
Vous savez, il dit à ça, mais pas si là.
I mean, why would I want to go to someone who was upset with me and that I'd hurt and start something? You know, I just avoided the situation.
Ouais.
It was too humbling to me. How many of you like going and asking forgiveness of someone? Don't raise your hands at the same time. We don't like to do it, do we? But the Bible says that if you remember, go first, then return and pray.
La Bible dit à vous, si on me rappelait, on ça vient dans l'idée, al d'abord demande pardon, après vous retournez pour prier.
Now I've told you stories here about how God has answered prayers for me.
Nous racontons des histoires comment Dieu me répond ma prière pour moi.
For a long time, I didn't see hardly any answers to prayer.
Pendant longtemps, moi, je n'ai pas eu de réponse à la prière.
And I was very frustrated.
Et moi, j'étais frustré, agacé.
And almost desperate at some point, because I had to have answers to prayer.
Et moi, j'étais un peu désespéré parce que moi, j'ai besoin d'une réponse à la prière.
And so I began studying carefully what the Bible said.
Alors, on commence à étudier en façon très soigneusement ce que la Bible dit.
And I became convicted that I needed to do what these verses are all about. I needed to go and make some things right if I was going to get answers to prayer.
Alors, mon convaincu qui s'est motivé, qui va dire, répondre à la prière, m'a besoin de faire ce qu'il a dit que Dieu m'a fait.
So, I had read about this and I said, I must do it. So I made a list of all the people I needed to write to.
Alors, mon lié ça, mon dit, ok, m'a besoin de faire la vie, m'a fait la liste.
And so I remember I wrote one person who was a member of the church. And I remember that I had offended her in some way. And I asked her forgiveness. I said, I'm sorry for what I said. I've learned that you know, what I've done to you is keeping my prayers from being answered. But I have to have an answer to prayer. So please forgive me.
Alors, s'il te plaît, pardonne-moi.
I wrote another person.
You?
I wrote another person. I said to this person, I know you're upset with me, but I have no idea why. Whatever I've done, I'll take responsibility for it. Please forgive me.
S'il te plaît, pardonne-moi.
And I explained how I'd learned about prayer.
Et mon expliqué ce qui m'en apprend dans la prière.
I wrote another person.
Mon avait un autre dimon.
I wrote plenty of people.
Mon avait un paquet dimon.
I had a bad habit of speaking and then thinking of what I'd said later. I had a bad habit of saying things and then suddenly realizing how badly I'd hurt people.
Oui.
I just said what I thought.
Okay. Moi, j'ai une mauvaise habitude de dire des affaires, dire quelque chose et mon blesse dimon.
So I had some practice writing out apology letters that morning. The first lady wrote me back. And she said, it's not a big thing, but if you want to be forgiven, I forgive you. I was grateful. The second person wrote me a surprising answer. She said, from the day you came to our church, which was 10 years before, I've not liked you, but I don't know why. Please forgive me.
Ten years.
She didn't know why she disliked me, but she had disliked me for 10 years. And we became immediate friends. It's amazing.
C'est vraiment extraordinaire.
He'd been holding resentment against me, but because I asked forgiveness, it gave her the freedom to say, "Hey, I've been wrong too."
Oui.
Mais ça madame-là, le fait qu'il lui demande madame, parce qu'elle a demandé madame-là pardon, ça pousse madame-là à lui demander pardon, alors que sinon un mauvais esprit compris, pas content lui.
I remember one person wrote me back.
Je me rappelle qu'il y a un dimon qui m'a écrit à moi.
Told me how angry they were with me.
Demande comment ils étaient en colère contre moi.
That they were in no way going to forgive me.
Et qu'il y a peine en chemin qu'ils me pardonnent pas.
And I almost repented of ever writing. But I had done my part. We can't force another person to accept our asking forgiveness. But if we do our part, we've done what we should. I remember one person only wrote me back 5 years later. But when she wrote, she said, "Dan, I was wrong too. Please forgive me." But as a result of writing those letters, opened the windows of heaven. And I saw prayer after prayer after prayer answering.
Et on trouve prière après la prière après la prière, réponse à sa main de la prière.
I've told a lot of people that story.
Mon rapport cette histoire là un paquet de gens.
And more than one person said to me, "God would never expect me to go and ask forgiveness of other people. That would be too humiliating."
Il s'agit d'un diable. Qui bon Dieu pas fait attendre pas le demandement à le demande pardon à le dimon parce que ça coûterait humiliant.
But I will tell you something.
Mais vous dire une petite chose.
God will wait until you obey Him to begin answering your prayers.
Bon Dieu pour attendre qu'il vous obéisse à lui pour commencer à répondre à la prière.
You see, God's church is meant to be one of the most happy, enjoyable places to go because everyone loves each other.
L'église, bon Dieu, c'est l'église qui vient bien, que Dieu nous content aller, que je te sentis la paix, je te sentis la joie.
God doesn't want us to be holding resentment against each other.
Bon Dieu, par exemple, il parle qu'il nous met en la colère, qu'il nous met en mauvais sentiment contre n'importe qui.
You see, John 17:21 says something very important here. Look up John 17:21.
Dans l'évangile de Jean, le chapitre 17, le verset 21,
says something very important.
Il y a quelque chose de très important.
It says there that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me.
Afin que tous soient un. Comme toi, Père, tu es en moi, et comme je suis en toi, afin que eux aussi soient un en nous, pour que le monde croit que tu m'as envoyé.
The greatest proof that Jesus was sent from heaven is the unity and love between those people who claim to be Christians.
La plus grande preuve que Jésus qui nous vient depuis les cieux de la terre, c'est qu'il est en unité, la cohésion.
C'est ça, non?
The unity and love between the members.
Okay. Quelle est l'unité et l'amour entre les membres de l'Église?
It's what it says there, that the world may believe that you sent me.
Il est dit que afin que le monde croit que tu m'as envoyé.
It's not that we have the best proven truth.
C'est pas que nous avons la vérité qui prouve ça.
Or we have such nice music.
Qu'ils ont joli la musique.
Or good food.
Et bon nana.
That's proof that Jesus is with us.
Sorry?
Exactly. That Jesus is with us. None of those things are proof that Jesus is with
aucun
us.
De sa bonne affaire là, bon manger, bon la musique, c'est la preuve que Jésus est avec nous.
The proof is the unity and the love between you and I.
La preuve, c'est l'unité et l'amour parmi nous.
And therefore, God is looking for each one of us to do our part to make sure that we are happy and in good relationship with each other.
Bon Dieu attend que chacun d'entre nous nous parle pour qu'il y ait la paix et l'unité parmi nous.
Very important.
Très important.
And don't delay.
Et pas tarder.
I was at a church. I was at a church somewhere where someone had shared with me how they'd been in a feud with someone for more than 40 years. In this case, the person was unable to forgive someone else. They were holding the resentment of lack of forgiveness.
Okay, dans ce cas-là, ça dit nous là. Du participer capable de pardonner les gens, mauvais sentiments contre sa l'autre dimension et sa tendance sur les cœurs.
This person didn't feel it was possible to forgive the other person.
Sa dimension qui pensait que c'était impossible de pardonner à sa l'autre dimension.
I pointed out that the Bible says that if we don't forgive, God will not forgive us.
Bon, mon Dieu, il y a une Dieu qui si nous ne pardonnons, bon Dieu pas capable de pardonner.
Which means we won't make it to heaven.
Ce qui veut dire qu'il ne peut pas réussir à aller dans le ciel.
So when you say I refuse to forgive, you're saying I refuse to go to heaven.
Alors quand on dit je refuse de pardonner, on peut dire je refuse d'aller dans le ciel.
Is it worth losing heaven because you want to nurse a grudge against someone else?
So is it
worth losing heaven because you want to nurse a grudge, you want to keep a grudge against someone else?
Est-ce que ça vaut la peine qu'on parle dans le ciel parce qu'on a un mauvais sentiment contre un dimanche?
Well, I told you about this person I talked to who said I cannot forgive. Sometime later this person was distraught because his own family was struggling. And he was begging them to change. They were seated together. And the man had a heart attack and fell over dead. He fell dead. He had a heart attack and he died very quickly. I mean, he was sitting and he just slumped over and that was the end of his life. So don't assume you have lots of time. Now, I want to give you an assignment. It's an easy assignment to start.
C'est un devoir facile.
Later this evening or tomorrow morning,
un petit peu plus tard ce soir ou demain matin,
take out a piece of paper.
Un bout de papier.
And ask God to impress you who you need to either forgive or ask forgiveness of.
Dieu bon Dieu, cause en haut, impress you. Comment on dit ça? Dieu bon Dieu, cause en haut, pour dire qui nous a besoin d'écrire dans sa partie là, dans qui nous a besoin de pardonner.
Did you hear me? Make the list.
Je ne comprends pas qui nous dit là, faire une liste.
I've never had someone say, I drew a blank, I couldn't think of anyone.
Jamais mon Dieu bon Dieu qui dit,
there might be the unusual person, but no one's ever come and talked to me and said, oh Dan, I'm perfect with everyone. Maybe the one you need to talk to is the one you're married to. Or to your children. Or the person you work with. It's interesting to see the smiles that are suddenly appearing in the room. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? What a blessing it would be if every person tried to live in good relationship with everyone else that is in their life.
Comment ça tu peux me regarder si chaque dimanche c'est une bonne relation avec les autres?
Okay, so that's your assignment.
Ça veut dire ça veut devoir.
Make a list.
Faire la liste.
And then either call or write a note.
Assoir ou appeler dimanche au téléphone ou écrire un petit lettre.
And receive the joy of knowing that you've done what God wants you to do in the area of relationship.
Okay, et à ce moment-là, on peut gagner la joie. Qui me fait ce qui bon Dieu dit à vous bien faire dans vos relations avec les autres.
And I know some of you are thinking, hold on, Dan, hold on. Are you saying that God won't answer any prayers until we make things right? To a certain extent, yes. Let me explain. Pray and ask God to give you the courage to do what you need to do.
Priez, demande bon Dieu de nous courage pour faire ce qu'il nous dit à faire.
Keep praying.
Continuez à prier.
But realize.
Mais vous allez réaliser.
That God will withhold answers as He chooses to encourage you to do what you need to do to get all the answers.
Bon Dieu pour retenir son réponse, pour encourager faire ce qu'il nous dit à faire.
This is what I've come to understand over time. And all of the parents know what I'm referring to, I think. It may be different in L'Île Maurice, but in the United States, when you have children, often what you tell them is, if you'll eat your vegetables and that food, if you're still hungry for your dessert, you can have dessert.
Ok, dans mon famille aux États-Unis, maintenant je suis pareil à moi, je dis à mes enfants, si tu manges, tu manges, tu légumes, et si tu manges tout, à ce moment-là, nous gardons ton dessert.
Ok, you never say, if you'll eat your dessert, I'll let you have your vegetables too.
Nous savons que si tu manges ton dessert, vous pouvez te manger dans les légumes aussi.
Because you know you can motivate your children on the basis of the dessert that they want.
Vous voyez, vous ne pouvez pas avoir motive vos enfants en faisant manger des dîmes avant à cause du gain des chers.
God does the same thing.
Bon Dieu fait même affaire avec nous.
So God will answer many prayers.
Bon Dieu pour répondre beaucoup de prières.
But there are some prayers, really big prayers, He will not answer until you do what you're supposed to do.
Et dans mon prière, mon grand la prière, mon gros la prière, qui bon Dieu va pour répondre tant que vous pouvez faire ce qu'il vous dit à faire.
Because He can motivate you by that great need to do what you would otherwise refuse to do.
Parce que mon Dieu est capable de motiver vous pour ce que vous faites cette affaire qui ne parle que là, c'est-à-dire pardonner.
Let's look at just a few other things that can keep answers from coming. Look at the book of Isaiah, if you would, at Isaiah chapter 59.
Nous dites dans le livre du prophète Isaïe, le chapitre 59, l'orban les autres raisons qui font mon Dieu pas répondre à la prière. Isaïe chapitre 59.
Actually, let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1.
Nous, on est d'abord dans Isaïe chapitre 1. Isaïe chapitre 1.
These were a people who were followers of God.
C'était un monde qui était marché de bon Dieu.
So God asked the question.
Bon Dieu pose la question.
In verse 2, and you can just share what I'm saying instead of reading. God says, I have nourished and brought up children, but they've rebelled against me.
Bon Dieu dit à mon élevé mon enfant, mon nourrisseur, je suis révolté contre moi.
In verse 4, he talks about a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers.
Il dit au verset 4, une nation qui dans le péché, qui dans l'iniquité, qui est mauvais.
So he talks about how far they are away from God.
Et il dit comment je suis très loin de mon Dieu.
And he asked the question in verse 11, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me?
Et au verset 11, il pose la question, à quoi ça sert toute bonne quantité de sacrifices que je peux offrir à moi?
Now notice, they were going through the motions of believers giving sacrifices to God.
Je peux faire mes affaires que je faire, offrir mon sacrifice.
But they were ignoring what God had said about how they should live.
Mais je ne peux négliger, je peux ignorer comment Dieu, bon Dieu, tu peux demander que tu m'aimes bien vivre.
And he says, bring no more of these futile sacrifices.
Bon Dieu, arrête à me demander de sacrifices qui te mettent à l'heure.
He says, stop burning this incense.
Bon Dieu, arrête de brûler l'encens.
Okay. He says, I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in verse 15, I will hide my eyes from you. even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. God said, even if you make many prayers, I will not hear if you are knowingly disobeying me. Okay. Now turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
Alors maintenant, nous sommes dans Isaïe chapitre 58.
Isaiah chapter 58.
Isaïe chapitre 58.
What were the things that were keeping the people from getting their prayers answered?
Qui bonnes affaires qui peut empêcher bon Dieu répondre à la prière?
Starts in verse 1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Au verset 1, crie à plein gosier, ne te retiens pas, élève ta voix comme une trompette.
Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins.
Et annonce à mon peuple ses iniquités, à la maison de Jacob ses péchés.
God says, let my people know what their problem is.
Bon Dieu dit, qui mon peuple, mon bon enfant, connaît qui ce problème.
Verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness.
Tous les jours ils me cherchent et ils veulent connaître mes voies comme une nation qui aurait pratiqué la justice.
And the last phrase of the verse, they take delight in approaching me. The last phrase of the same verse.
Et la deuxième partie du verset, et n'aurait pas abandonné la loi de son Dieu, il me demande des arrêts de justice, il désire l'approche de Dieu.
And they ask God a question in verse 3. Why have we fasted, they say, and you've not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice?
Et je pose bon Dieu la question de dire bon Dieu, que nous sert de jeûner si tu ne le vois pas, de mortifier notre âme si tu n'y as point égard?
We've been praying.
Nous te prier.
We've been sacrificing, they say.
Nous pouvons faire sacrifice, nous pouvons sacrifier nous-mêmes.
We've been fasting.
Nous pouvons jeûner, nous pouvons faire carême.
But why aren't you noticing?
Sorry?
Why wasn't God noticing?
Qui fait bon Dieu pas peut prendre, pas peut écouter?
And then God begins to point out the things that are a problem.
Bon Dieu commence à montrer qui va le problème, qui fait qu'il pas peut écouter.
Verse 6 and 7.
Verset 6 et 7.
Is this not the fast that I've chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free?
Voici le jeûne auquel je prends plaisir. Détache les chaînes de la méchanceté. Dénoue les liens de la servitude. Renvoie libres les opprimés et que l'on rompe toute espèce de joug.
And then he says in verse 7, is it not to share your bread with the hungry?
Et au verset 7, partage ton pain avec celui qui a faim.
And to bring to your home the poor who are cast out.
Et fais entrer dans ta maison les malheureux sans asile.
And when you see the naked, that you cover him.
Et si tu vois un homme nu, couvre-le.
Verse 8, it says, then if you do that, your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily.
Alors ta lumière, au verset 8, alors ta lumière poindra comme l'aurore, et ta guérison germera promptement.
The problem was, they were ignoring the needs of people around them.
Le problème, c'est que tu peux ignorer besoin d'un dieu qui à côté d'eux.
And God said, if you'll care, I will hear your prayers.
Bon Dieu, si je prends soin de ce dieu là, vous pouvez vous dire la prière.
So we read of it. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, here I am. Verse 9.
Le verset 9. Alors tu appelleras, et l'Éternel te répondra. Tu crieras, il dira, me voici.
So in the time of Isaiah, a major reason why prayer wasn't answered was they were ignoring the needs of people around them.
Voilà, la réponse particulière venait à la prière parce qu'ils ont été ignorés dans le besoin d'un dieu à côté d'eux.
The other thing mentioned is found in verse 13.
Et ce qui est aussi demandé se trouve au verset 13.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, not finding your own pleasure, not speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, etc.
Et voilà le reste. Si tu retiens ton pied pendant le sabbat,
pour ne pas faire ta volonté en mon saint jour. Si tu fais du sabbat tes délices pour sanctifier l'Éternel en le glorifiant, et si tu l'honores en ne suivant point tes voies, en ne te livrant pas à tes penchants et à des vains discours, alors tu mettras ton plaisir en l'Éternel et je te ferai monter sur les hauteurs du pays.
God says, if you will honor me,
bon Dieu dit aussi que honore-moi,
I will honor you.
Je te honorerai.
Some time ago, Rose and I had the opportunity to stay with a couple in another part of the world. It's a beautiful home right on the edge of the ocean. When we slept at night, all we heard was the waves crashing the whole night, just within 30 feet of where we were sleeping. The man had a business that was thriving. He had built a church himself in gratitude to God for what God had done for him. But it had not always been that way. At one time, he was a fisherman. He wasn't concerned about the Sabbath. And some of you may know when you're fishing in nets that when storms come up, the fish will break out of the net when you've circled a whole bunch. Okay. I'm not a fisherman. So if the Sabbath came and there was a storm, he wanted to go out and tend the nets to keep all the school of fish that were trapped inside.
Okay. Alors lui, quand il trouve coup de vent qui est venu, mauvais temps qui est venu, même si c'est Sabbath, il y a le type qui se va enfiler pour ne pas perdre ce poisson.
But his wife would always tell him, you must keep the Sabbath. God can take care of the fish.
His wife
said, you must keep the Sabbath. You must not worry.
Okay. Souvent, il y a des gens qui disent que le Sabbath, il ne fallait pas te prendre à cas. Bon Dieu, papa, regarde ton poisson.
And his relative, who was also a Sabbath keeper, said, let's go to church. God will take care of our fish while we are in church.
Et souvent, une famille qui a des gens qui ont dit, le toujours chrétien, adventiste, il dit que bon Dieu, papa, regarde ton poisson.
He told us how one time when there was a particularly bad day on Sabbath and the fish had been left out there unsupervised, you know, where they hadn't tended the nets.
Okay. Il racontait comment un jour, un sabbat, mauvais temps, et un poisson, il peint dans la tête bonne fidèle, pour garder un poisson.
He said he'd rushed out to check after the Sabbath to see what had happened to his fish.
Alors, c'était un sabbat, il peint aller, après sabbat, il galopait, il n'allait pas, il n'allait pas.
He was amazed that they were all there. None, the nets hadn't broken. God had truly answered his prayer. But he had a problem with something else that gets in the way of answers to prayer. He had a problem with something else that can keep our prayers from being answered. And that was he didn't want to pay tithe. And as a result of that, God began to make his life more difficult. And he said, I came to the point where I had no customers for my business. He had opened an auto body shop, but there were no cars, no employees, no money, no nothing. And because there was no clients, he could pay no bills.
Sorry?
He couldn't pay any of his bills.
Okay.
He hadn't been able to pay the mortgage to the bank for the property. And finally one day the bank came to him and said, unless you can make a payment in 3 days, we'll take your land away that's on the edge of the ocean. We'll close you down. This is what I remember. I may not have all the details accurately, but it's something like this.
Ce qu'il nous rappelait, maintenant exactement les détails, mais c'est ce qui s'est passé.
So his wife and him, you know, got together. They began praying and fasting for God to do a miracle.
Suite se font de mettre la tête ensemble, de commencer à jeûner, de commencer à prier pour qu'il puisse faire un miracle pour eux.
And I'm not sure when, but they made a commitment regarding tithe and all of that too.
Moi pas très sûr, mais vous connaissez qu'ils ont fait une promesse à Dieu au sujet de la dîme.
He said that he was actually working in his garage one day.
Sorry?
He was working in his auto body shop by himself, no employees, just himself there.
Okay. Il fait travail un jour dans ce garage, il tout seul, pendant personne.
He heard an explosion out on the road.
Il entend une explosion dehors dans la route.
And a man walked in and explained that he just had a flat tire on the road right by his shop. He asked him if he could fix his tire. And so they were fixing the tire. Sitting in his shop was an old SUV, a truck.
Dans ce garage, c'est un vieux camion.
And it was kind of not necessarily an old truck, but a wrecked truck, something that needed a lot of attention.
C'est pas un camion qui vient réparer, qui vient partir de réparation.
And the man looked at that truck.
Et Michel Zabulga, il dit ce camion-là.
He said, "I want to buy that truck."
J'allais m'acheter ce camion-là.
And the man who was telling us the story said, "I didn't want to sell it because if I fixed it, it would be worth a lot of money." So he said, "I gave him a price so high, I knew he wouldn't possibly want to buy the truck."
He didn't want to sell it.
He didn't want to sell the truck because it was a wrecked truck. He wanted to fix it and sell it for a higher price.
Okay. Il va tirer vendre ce camion-là à Saint-Michel parce qu'il disait à ce camion-là, si on arrange ça, on va vendre ça pour un plus grand prix. Alors
And the man said, "I'll buy it. Just a moment. I'll go get the money." He walked out to his car. He brought a briefcase back. Or something like that. I don't remember. But he opened. He brought something back in and opened it up and began counting out all the money in cash.
Il amène son valise là, il ouvre la valise, il commence à vendre billets, tout cash, c'est-à-dire en espèces.
And he kept saying, "Can you? Do you think God did this? Do you think God did this?"
You asking
the man was asking. The man that tells the story, the man who'd have the flat tire, was saying, "Do you think this might be God?"
Alors, lui, dimanche à Michel, il présente un camion là. Est-ce qu'il vous croit, c'est bon Dieu qui fait ça?
And he explained what had happened.
Et il m'explique ce qui m'est arrivé.
That very morning, he'd gone to buy a truck just like that truck.
Et ça, même jour-là, il a sorti pour acheter un camion, comme ce camion-là.
And the bank had loaned a lot of money on the basis of a truck just like that truck.
Et la banque lui donnait un paquet d'argent pour acheter un camion, comme ce camion-là.
He was to buy the truck from the family.
Et qui devait acheter ce camion-là d'une famille.
They had agreed to sell it.
Et ils ont dit d'accord pour vendre ce camion-là.
But the last minute, the wife said, "I refuse to sell the truck."
À la dernière minute, la femme dans le salon, elle ne veut pas vendre ce camion-là.
So he didn't know what to do.
Elle ne savait pas ce qu'il pouvait faire.
So a friend was with him and said, "Let's just go for a ride around the island."
Alors son camion, il allait faire un petit détour autour de l'île.
And in front of his shop, there was a flat tire.
Et juste comme on vit devant ce garage, sur la rue crevée.
And the tire was a newer tire. There was no reason for a flat.
Sorry?
The tire was newer on his...
Okay. Et sa carrosserie, sa la roue là, c'est la roue neuve. Pendant aucune raison que sa la roue là crevait.
And because of that, he'd come in, found the truck, because he needed to buy a truck like that, and paid cash, which was enough money to pay off all the debt that the bank was looking for.
Alors, à cause de ce la roue crevée, il rentre dans sa garage là, il a acheté sa camion-là qu'il utilisait assez contre l'autre dîme-là, et sa dîme-là, il gagne suffisamment d'argent pour payer tout ce bandit.
And God had begun to bless him.
Bon Dieu commence à bénir.
When we were there, there was a shop full of cars being repaired.
Quand nous étions là-bas, ce garage qui remplit de l'auto pour réparer.
There was a beautiful church that he had paid for and built.
C'est une jolie église qu'il vient payer, qu'il vient faire construire.
And he had a house right on the ocean where you could hear the waves, and I was able to go out and swim a few times before having breakfast with him.
Okay. Et c'est dans ce joli garage dans le lac où tu t'ennuies dans la vague où tu es capable de nager juste avant de prendre le breakfast.
And he was happily paying his tithe.
Sorry?
He was happily paying his tithe.
Et tu peux payer ce dîme, tu peux, moi pas qu'on ait ça pour payer là, et tu peux donner ce dîme avec, hein? Tu peux rendre la dîme avec un délire content.
Look at the book of Malachi.
Dites-le dans le livre de Malachie, le dernier livre de l'Ancien Testament.
Malachi chapter 3.
Malachie le chapitre 3.
Actually, let's start before. In the book of Malachi, there's several things that are mentioned as hindering prayer.
Dans le livre de Malachi, il y a quelques affaires qui peuvent empêcher la prière réussir. En fait, mon Dieu répond ma prière.
First, look at Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 to 8.
Malachi chapitre 1, le verset 6 à 8.
It says, a son honors his father, a servant his master. If then I'm the father, where is my honor? And if I'm a master, where is my reverence?
Un fils honore. Malachi chapitre 1, hein? Le verset 6. Malachi 1, verset 6 à 8. Un fils honore son père et un serviteur son maître. Si je suis père, où est l'honneur qui m'est dû? Si je suis maître, où est la crainte qu'on a de moi? Dit l'Éternel des armées à vous, sacrificateurs.
And then in verse 7 it says, you offer defiled food on my altar. Let's say, in what way have we defiled you?
Verset 7, il est dit, vous offrez sur mon autel des aliments impurs. Et vous dites, en quoi t'avons-nous profané?
In other words, the people were offering an imperfect surrender, an imperfect sacrifice.
En d'autres mots, ça veut dire, Jimuna, tu peux offrir un sacrifice qui pardonne.
If you want to have your prayers answered,
si vous voulez que mon Dieu réponde la prière,
you need to surrender your life wholly to God and give Him your best.
Ou bien amène un bon la vie, donne mon Dieu le meilleur qui est là.
Then there's another one in Malachi chapter 2.
Et un autre dans Matthieu, non, Malachie chapitre 2.
13 and 14.
Verset 13 et 14.
Says, and this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it. Yet you say, why? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously, that she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
Au verset 13, voici encore ce que vous faites. Vous couvrez de larmes l'autel de l'Éternel, de pleurs et de gémissements. En sorte qu'il n'a plus d'égard aux offrandes et qu'il ne peut rien agréer de vos mains. Et vous dites pourquoi? Parce que l'Éternel a été témoin entre toi et la femme de ta jeunesse à laquelle tu es infidèle, bien qu'elle soit ta compagne et la femme de ton alliance.
We may think that it doesn't matter, but if we want our prayers answered, if we want a good relationship with God, we must be faithful in our marriage relationship too.
Parfois nous pensons que c'est pas important. Si nous voulons que bon Dieu réponde nous la prière, nous devons être fidèles dans nos mariages aussi.
Peter says, honor your wife that your prayers be not hindered.
Honore ou madame de telle façon qu'il n'y ait aucun obstacle qui peut bon Dieu répondre ou la prière.
1 Peter 3 verse 7 says that.
1 Pierre chapitre 3 le verset 7 le dit.
Finally, Malachi 3 has the last one.
Malachi chapitre 3, la dernière raison.
It says in verse 8, will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me?
Verset 8. Un homme trompe-t-il Dieu quand vous me trompez?
But you say, in what way have we robbed you?
Et vous dites, en quoi t'avons-nous trompé?
In tithes and offerings.
Dans les dîmes et les offrandes.
Verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will be not room enough to receive it.
Au verset 10, apportez à la maison du trésor toutes les dîmes, afin qu'il y ait de la nourriture dans ma maison. Mettez-moi de la sorte à l'épreuve, dit l'Éternel des armées, et vous verrez si je n'ouvre pas pour vous les écluses des cieux, et si je ne répands pas sur vous la bénédiction en abondance.
Are you having financial struggles?
Est-ce que vous avez un problème d'argent? Business difficulté à l'argent?
This is God's solution.
Voici la réponse, la solution de mon Dieu.
Start paying a faithful tithe.
Commence par être fidèle dans la dîme.
I know it makes no sense.
Vous connaissez, ça n'a aucun sens.
But God says if we will give back what was His all along, He will bless us.
Bon, on disait, si vous rendez ce qui prie, il peut bénir.
My own grandfather was a poor farmer in Switzerland many years ago.
Mon grand-père, mon grand-papa était un pauvre fermier en Suisse il y a des années de cela.
My great-grandfather, that's actually one generation before my great-grandfather.
Son arrière-grand-père, une génération avant lui.
And when he learned about the need to pay tithe.
Sorry?
When he learned about the need to pay tithe.
Quand il apprend qu'il besoin rendre la dîme.
Everyone said you'll go bankrupt if you pay your tithe. But he was convicted he needed to be obedient to God. So he began paying his tithe. And where normally they could cut the hay twice during the summer, where normally they would cut the grass twice during the summer,
en été,
suddenly his grass grew so fast that he could cut his grass three times when everyone else could only grow their grass twice. And he became a very blessed, well-to-do farmer because he obeyed God.
Okay, alors il y a un fermier qui était très béni et très riche.
Some of you people ask me to pray for you because you're struggling financially. My prayers will not help you if you're not paying your tithe. Did you hear me? And if you haven't been paying your tithe, plan on making up what you haven't done.
Si vous pas une paye pour Jim, pense que vous payez pour Jim pour.
God has promised to open the windows of heaven with such blessings that you won't be able to contain what He will do on your behalf.
Bon Dieu promet qu'il pour ouvrir la flèche, le ciel, il va envoyer la bénédiction, le aucun n'a pas pu capable trapper sa bénédiction.
Do you trust God?
Est-ce que vous avez confiance en bon Dieu?
They say if your wallet isn't converted, you're not converted at all. Okay? I'm very serious about this. If you're struggling financially, your prayers will not do you any good if you're not paying tithe. I know it doesn't make sense. But you have the word of God that He will take care of you if you're faithful to God. I think we've gone far enough for tonight. To review briefly. To review. What is your assignment for tomorrow morning or later tonight? Write a list of people that you need to ask forgiveness or you need to forgive. Don't delay. It's easiest to do while you're convicted. Secondly, ask yourself the question, are you being faithful in your relationships? You know, it says that God couldn't bless them because they weren't being faithful to the wives of their youth.
Deuxièmement, La deuxième question que vous avez posée, est-ce qu'il est fidèle dans vos relations avec vos madames, avec vos messieurs? Parce que mon Dieu demande nous d'être fidèle à la personne de votre jeunesse.
I'm serious.
Et vous êtes très sérieux.
Third.
Troisièmement.
How are you doing on the Sabbath? How are you doing with the Sabbath?
Alors, de quelle manière?
Ok, de quelle manière vous êtes en position avec le Sabbat? Comment vous êtes dans le Sabbat?
Are you honoring God?
Est-ce que vous pouvez rendre honneur à Dieu, vous pouvez honorer mon Dieu?
The Sabbath begins Friday night and goes to Sabbath evening, sunset to sunset.
Ok, est-ce que le Sabbat commence vendredi soir jusqu'à samedi soir, d'un coucher au soleil à l'autre coucher au soleil?
If you're not obeying God, it will hinder your prayers.
Si vous ne pouvez pas obéir à Dieu, il ne va pas écouter la prière.
Finally, if you want God's financial blessings in your life.
Et finalement, si vous voulez la bénédiction financière de Dieu dans la vie,
you do your part, he's promised to do his part in response.
Ou faire ou pas, et bon Dieu, il promettit pour faire ce pas.
Let's pray.
Nous prions.
Father in heaven,
notre Père qui est au ciel,
I think some of the things that I've shared this evening are probably causing people to think a lot.
Je pense que les choses que j'ai partagées ce soir poussent les gens à réfléchir d'une façon importante.
Father, I know it's not easy to go and ask forgiveness of someone that we have offended.
Père, je sais que ce n'est pas facile pour nous d'aller demander pardon à une personne que nous avons offensée.
Sometimes it's hard, Lord, to forgive someone. We like holding resentment.
Parfois, c'est difficile pour nous de pardonner quelqu'un pour qui nous avons de mauvais sentiments.
Father, help my brothers and sisters to choose to obey you and thus know that you'll be able to answer their prayers.
Père, je te prie de aider mes frères et sœurs de faire ce que ta volonté afin qu'ils sachent que tu es prêt à les bénir.
Father, maybe we are ignoring the needs of people around us.
Père, peut-être nous sommes en train de négliger les besoins des personnes autour de nous.
Or we're not being careful in keeping the Sabbath as it was true in Isaiah's day.
Peut-être que nous ne sommes pas fidèles dans notre observation du Sabbat comme au temps d'Ésaïe.
Therefore, it's withholding your blessings.
Et c'est pourquoi que ta bénédiction est retenue.
Perhaps, Lord, there are situations here where people are not being faithful as they should be in their marriage.
Ben, peut-être il y a des personnes qui ne sont pas fidèles dans leur engagement de mariage.
Father, help each person here to ask the question.
Père, aide chacune des personnes à se poser la question.
How are they doing vis-à-vis these points that I've raised? Ask them, Lord, help them to think about the points that I've raised.
Père, aide-les à penser aux points que j'ai soulevés.
Maybe for some, Lord, they need to begin giving you your tithes so that you'll be able to bless them financially.
Peut-être que pour certains, ils doivent commencer à te rendre la dîme afin que tu commences à les bénir.
To give you that 10% that you said is yours all along.
De te donner ces 10% que tu as dit t'appartiennent.
Help them to trust you.
Aide-les à te faire confiance.
So that you can bless them.
De telle façon que tu puisses les bénir.
I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Je te remercie, Seigneur, au nom de Jésus-Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. I know this wasn't the easiest thing to hear.
Merci d'avoir écouté. Merci que vous en écoutez parce que c'était pas une affaire qui était facile pour parler.
What I've shared comes from the Bible.
Ce qui m'a partagé Dieu vient de la Bible.
Talk to God about it.
Causez pour Dieu à ce sujet.
And trust Him.
Et ayant confiance en mon Dieu.
It's the only wise way.
C'est la seule manière prudente, la seule manière sage.
Merci.
Merci.